and others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. Wow. This kind of funny thing that's just mentioned right here, you know, pulling them out of the fire. Like I said, you know, it's like, if you, could stop your child from walking out into traffic, would you do it? You know, or would you just watch and say, like, see, look at, he's going to get killed. But, you know, free will, I can't do nothing about it. They've got to choose to love me. Keep your, and if some having compassion, making a difference. What do you mean by making a difference? Making a difference is literally to oppose. Which is diakrino. It means it's used in other places. Actually, it's the exact same word that is used when it says Michael the archangel was contending with the devil. That's the same word as making a difference in Greek, to contend. So, and some having compassion, contend, and others save with fear. I think what it's saying is, like, out of compassion, we contend with people. You know, we oppose, and we come to a point of opposition, say, no, that's not how it is. This is the truth. This is my compassion to, you know, recording these Bible studies. I could just do this for myself. I could just study the scriptures and benefit. I could just share them with my wife or my brother or the other people who listen, whom I know. But my compassion is to stand here and contend for the faith. In fact, let's see. When he says earnestly contend, this is just a guess. Earnestly contend for, in verse 3. Nah. Ep agonizomai, which is a similar word. Contend, agonize, you know. We get agony from that. Agonizomai. Earnestly contend for, agonize. But it's a kindred word. The earnestly contend. See, again, there you have one English word used to translate two different Greek words, leading to a slight bit of confusion. But the thought is the same. Contend. To agonize. Which I think, if I'm not correct, that means to struggle. Whereas this is to separate thoroughly, like to oppose. Same, not much of a difference, obviously. You know, struggle, oppose, what's the difference? Well, when they wrote, they were thinking. It's just like word choice, you know. Out of compassion, sometimes we struggle with people. We contend for the faith. We contend over the faith. And others with fear, pulling them out of the fire. Just reach in and yank them out. That's, this is a good word. The word pulling here is harpazo. And if you know anything about the false teachers out there, you know they love the word harpazo. Caught up together with them to meet the Lord in the air. Caught up in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, that word caught up is harpazo, which means to snatch. They love to talk about that. We'll be caught up with him in the air, in the rapture, in the lie. We're going to be caught up in the lie, and there's not going to be any rapture because they've confused the rapture with the resurrection. There's just one resurrection at the end of the trumps, the last trump, that's the seventh trump. Yes. I believe in the resurrection. I believe in the doctrines which the scriptures teach. If you haven't studied 1 Thessalonians with me, you ought to, because that will clarify any problem you have with what I just said. But anyway, snatching them out of the fire. Whoosh! Hating even the garments spotted by the flesh. Ooh, I remember that. I remember I used to think of that as far as like the garment, which was spotted. Spilu. Interesting. A stain or blemish or defect. You know, made defective by the flesh. You know, like, sort of like hating even the clothes that were part of that. And I wonder how that kind of gets thrown in here. as verse 23. And it's sort of like a quick shift in gears from verses 20 and 21, now 22 and 23. But that's the mercy of God. Sometimes there's like a, you know, through compassion, we make a difference. We contend. Others, it's saving them with fear, yanking them out of the fire. And even hating, you know, the garment. I always think of the way, I was thinking of something I saw recently where diseased garments were burned. And I'm interested that the word fire is invoked here. The idea of fire and, you know, and the fire, the way the fire cleanses and burns away. But also the idea of the fire is obviously the fire is like going to destroy them in hell, you know, quote unquote hell. I don't like to give in to those, you know, as we talked about with Sodom and Gomorrah, you know, the fires of Sodom and Gomorrah went out a long time ago, but that was eternal fire that came and burned them. But they're not laying there in torment to this day. I mean, that was only 6,000 years ago. They say hell is eternal. It's like, well, the fire is eternal, but the people, the souls are not. Souls are not immortal. Immortality is something that Jesus Christ hath brought to light. He hath brought to light life and immortality by the gospel, because by the gospel is immortality. If you do not believe the gospel, you are not immortal, neither is your soul. And the blackness of darkness is what will await those. It will be a dreamless, unconscious state, in the which they will know nothing and be known of nothing else. Verse 24. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. Yeah, he's able to do that. Think he's able to do that? Paul, you know what? The promises of God are just too much. I mean, I can't believe that. I mean, look at Abraham should have known better. His wife was way too old to have a baby. I mean, how can he believe that? She was old. And it says in the scripture, Abraham staggered not at the promise of God. He didn't look at his age or the wife of his age of his wife and say, we're too old to have a baby. No. He believed God, and God counted it to him for righteousness. He imputed it to him for righteousness. But there's more to righteousness than just imputing. It's that he should keep you from falling, that he should present you faultless before the throne of God, not by some wave of the hands, not by some magic deception. Look, God, he's faultless. Sort of. You know, I mean, well, you know, you should have seen him the last day.